If you're now you've brought the kemach, which you're going to be using for the matzahs, you took it to the miller to mill it. You can't put it directly on the animal's back. The animal's going to sweat. It's going to get heated up from the animal. And there's also, so you have to put either a ukav, which is a saddle, or a thick leather layer underneath. You shouldn't layer the bags of flour too high together either. Now this over here, we'll see that there's no chashash chimus, there's no water involved in it. But besides that, there's a temperature rise which happens in the flour, and the temperature rise that happens in the flour is not a permanent problem. We don't want you using it to make the matzah when the flour is been heated by the storage, because it's machmits more quickly. So you should wait to let it cool off before you use it. Okay, so the Mishabura, Mishab Kat Lamadalit. The flour warms up from the heat of the animal. So the first problem is this the problem we're saying over here, that now the flour is warmer, so when you make a dough out of it, the warmer flour will create warmer dough, which is machlitz more quickly. And the animal sweats. The second concern is the animal will sweat. Maybe that the animal sweat has a lot of water that's able to cause chimutz. And therefore, you should not put it directly on the animal. The sacks of flour. On the animal. Unless everybody have it. If you did do it, we're not going to make it also. These are all chashashes. Mishnah Berurah Tzion says in Nun Vav, because we hold mikra then that Zeis Behemah is not machmitz. It's not mayim. It's more like it was a chashash or chumra that we should be chashash for it. But then he brings an interesting question over here on the Shar Tzion in Nun Vav. Maybe we should equate Zeis Behema to May Paris. Now, we hope May Paris are not machmits, which is fine, right? So we're okay. But however, we do hold May Paris, even though they're not machmits, May Paris in conjunction with water, not only is it machmits, it's machmits even more quickly than usual. So, so if we consider the Zeis Behema, the equivalent of May Paris, it should create the same type of concern, that when you later on, even though right now it's not machmitz, but when you make the dough, so now the sweat which is there will combine with the water to cause it to be machmitz more quickly. If you see that it seems to be dry, we're not worried about the possibility that there's still something left, and that's a concern to us. And the Rabbi, however, takes the concern of the Chok Yaakov as a real concern. He doesn't accept his teretz, and he would hold it's a problem. Because of this problem of that maybe it's like May Paris, which are machlitz more quickly. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chayyadim both say B'diavad, it's kosher like the Magen Avraham. Furthermore, Gam Agrol, the Zohar Kiyam Tamarishan, the Gro doesn't mention this when he's Mazmer, the reason why we're Machmer, the whole thing to start with, he only mentions the issue of heat, not the issue of the sweat. If you can remove the flour, which has become sweaty from the animal, at that bottom layer, wherever it is, you know, if you can take that away and not use it for making your matzah, that would be preferred. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, we're still holding Mishnah Berurah, Lama Dalet. So we said, b'di'evet it's kosher. You should wait 24 hours before you use the flour to allow the temperature of the wheat, which our first concern was that it got heated up by the animal, to normalize back to regular temperature, and then you should use it. You should so you shouldn't pile up the piles of wheat to sacks of wheat too high. Sorry, say what? What did you say? The problem is we're afraid that
they heated back up to the regular temperature.
They
get cooled.
Cooled, but cooled to regular temperature. Sure. The heat should dissipate. It should go back to its regular temperature.
The flour.
The flour. Yeah. So if you store the sacks of wheat too high together, the bottom ones are going to get hotter. Any heat which is there will be sort of insulated by the upper bags and cause them to stay hot for long. So you have to give it a 24-hour period, waiting period before you use the flour. You shouldn't pile them too high. Sometimes the person would load up the animal with bags and sit on top of it. The person should not sit on top of it because he's going to cause it to heat up. Okay. Zakt Shulchan Aruch Ches. Noegim. The minhag was that before they would use the millstone, the mill, to grind the wheat, they would clean out the millstone from all of the little particles which are lodged there. Obviously, you imagine that when you mill, the millstone has a rough face. That's how it mills. That's how it grinds. So in the rough face, there's peaks and valleys, there's crevices, there's places for little pieces to get lodged. So we have to remove them. So the niker is going to be, you're going to have to like dig out from all the little crevices the pieces of flour and wheat which are lodged there. Why do we have to? That's the minute to do that before we make the flour for Pesach. Mishum nezimnen nosabem tavua lasus. So there are times when the grain which was put on the mill to grind was the susa, it had been washed. The sellers, in order to make the sisa was done when you wanted to have fine flour, because that would help that when you would wet it before you grind it, the bran came off more easily. So when the miller's goal is to make fine flour, sellers, he would do the sisa sometimes. So therefore, we are concerned that some of that is still there. Therefore, we remove that before we grind for Pesach. Now, really, you can rely on a bittel. We assume that it's like a lach b'lach, so there's bittel. A, B, if you make it into dough and you bake it for Pesach, there's bittel either way. So either way, there's going to be bittel. Either because you're lach b'lach, that flour is a lach b'lach, it's bittel. Now, kernels don't have a din of lach balach. Little kernels or partial pieces of kernels we saw before don't have a din of yavash yavash, which is the size of a near. Kernels are minute. But if you grind it and bake it before Pesach, so it's bottle in the dough, it'll be bottle. So, if you bake it before Pesach, so you're okay with this issue. But chachil, obviously, we're menacher not to get involved in relying on bittel. And even so, the minhag was that the first round of grinding, which took place after the nikur, we still also remark we don't use it for Pesach. We don't assume that it's chometz, so you can maintain it, keep it till for after Pesach. We don't use it for matzah. Hago v'achim ma'aser regilim leilach ba'atzam amokam arachayim liras heim ba'atzam letchinas kimcheim. People would be annoyed to oversee the process of supposed to sending a shliach. The person personally would go and oversee the milling process. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? Lamazayin lenaka harechaim. V'gam l'chasas kol hakelim b'beged pishtin. The minig also, besides this minig of being menaka harechaim, there was also a was to cover it. Now, what?
Snake or
Neker was that? It was the well, the millstone which they use for grinding. You take out anything which is lodged there in the stone. So that's called Neker. I'm not sure exactly what the how the Beged Pishtin process worked. You put it on the stone. You ground it with the Beged Pishtin there. It sounds like, and that's fascinating. Thought how that worked. It must have been something which tied it down that didn't get loose and was strong enough that it didn't get destroyed by the milling, and it blocked any item which was there getting mixed into the flour for Pesach. The Shartzin in Sivkot and Samach points out that we don't rely on kisui alone. You need niker, and if you have niker, then you have kisui, then you're okay. Ashirchot as a kelim heitev shlo yishar b'hem kemach mechumas mikol hashana. Or after you do niker, you wash it down, and obviously you dry it. So this way you know you got everything out. Menachem lasses kis chodosh l'raked boy a kemach l'tzarech pesach. V'lo lahatzniyah mishana l'shana b'kis harechayim. So there's the bag which catches the flour as it comes off of the millstone. It's called the kis. So we don't use the one which is used during the year. A, we don't store one for Pesach from year to year either. We make a new one each year. Now it's the Mishnah Lashon of Kisa Rechayim. You don't put away. You don't store away the Kisa Rechayim from one year to the next to use for Pesach. And Kol Shkein Shem Mishdam Shem Kis Yoshin. We don't use the same bags, so we're not going to use the kis, even with after washing, etc. A minig is not to use it. It doesn't make a difference whether it's before or afterwards. That we're makbid on these inyanim. So we do niker. Why do we do niker? Because sometimes they would, if they wanted to make solus, they would do the sisa on the flour, excuse me, on the kernels before they grind it. Shum zim lemeches. Chen tzor lizor gam ken kishotechim berichaim tzuwa the susa. Lo yitchen beose bayis lepesach afil berichaim acheres. Even if there are two millstones. And millstone A was used with grain, which is lasusa, which was wetted. You can't use the other mill in the same building for flour for Pesach. Sha'ovek perech u'misarav yachad. The dust gets in the air, and that dust is the dust from the tzibur, which is lasusa, which has moisture in it. Afilim narmer the yeshishim, the shishim per bittul. But obviously we don't want to rely on bittul chachila. We don't have to. Chenyasa mechitza b'neiam in a karka mimata ad a tikra. You have to make a total mechitza. It could be a cloth, but it goes all the way from the ground, all the way to the roof, and all the way across. So that would catch any particles in the air. Either particles are so small which go through that, that's not visible, then we're not worried about that. Okay. So you did lasisa for the purpose of having sarlis, which is fine flour, which you need, which means the bran is removed. The bran is removed better when you wet the kernels beforehand, which is the process of lasisa. So that's a concern. Places where they grind on the mill, they fermented barley, shakar malts, which is the malts which we use to make beer. So those things, the nature of them is that they have a little bit of moisture in them, and they get stuck on the rechayim. So that's mamish chametz. That, and it's not just that is attached to the rechayim, and you can't use that mill without kashering it, without cleaning it out before you use it for the flour for Pesach. Kosvachrenim, become welcome. Should become welcome, but the Eved, in the case once, if a person did take that flour and use it and grind it, the kernels for Pesach, which are shmur, he ground them on this mill. Or there's no option of nikur. The process of nikur is a difficult process. They don't have enough time to do it. It's close to Pesach. They need to grind the kernels and get flour and make matzahs. What to litchon b'li nikur? You can do it without nikur. Okay, and but in that situation, so we're going to rely on bittul. Raksha yoifa hakol kadam pesach. You should bake it before Pesach. So we're going to combine the sura, like you said before, that we consider flour, and flour is lach balach, and lach balach is bota b'shishim, and it doesn't reassert itself when Pesach comes. A and B, even if you would say that that's not true, once it's made into a flour and once it's made into a dough and baked, that it definitely is bottle. So in case there was anything there, it's bottle, you'll have bitl b'shisha. Near dakaponim, tzarech l'raket ha-kemach, but we have a responsibility to, like he said before, this the same idea, you have to sift the flour. Shemen yis'arav eza perer yovish b'sech ha-kemach. If you don't sift the flour, so there might be little pieces. So we say that the din of lach b'lach is batal when you're talking about the fine flour. We deal with fine flour, which mixes very well. It's fluid like water. But once you talk about larger pieces, there's no din of they're not considered lach b'lach. So they would, even if they're batal, they can be chazim anir. So the solution for that is to sift your flour, so any larger pieces will be removed. Okay. So that's true by the case of the malts. We said before, it's two mills, two stones in the same building. One for Pesach, the Gabbat flour, one for this other flour, which was the susa. So he said, you should put a mechitza. If you didn't put a mechitza up, even though there was flour in the air, which eventually settled in the other one, unless a bit of yevet, kimishu cut and pesach those bottles. Since it's bottled for Pesach, you're not going to ask a bit of yevet. Okay. Mem, Sherman Mosai. And we still have a minute of the first run of grinding, which we do after we menach the rechayim, we don't use it for Pesach. So you leave it for after Pesach. You use it for Pesach. Again, it's a chumra which people were knowing that because you get a certain amount which get mixed, we're worried maybe something's mixed in, which is a problem. Ledach ba'atzmam, shemitzvah yosim b'shlucha, that they go themselves to oversee the process, because it's a preferable person to do it himself as opposed to sending a shliach. V'kaponim roi l'hanich b'rechaim shemer, it's proper, there should be a shemer there, ish yirei shemayim, b'boki b'dinim k'sas, You should have some level of familiarity with the halachas, not in Amoritz. The shomer can't be stamen. You know, just, well, there has to be somebody there. The point is, there has to be someone who knows what he's doing, who said that this is a problem, he can address it. Okay. Okay, Zok the Mechaber test. Sarak Litun Hachitim Yom Yomayim Lifnei Elisha. The minig is that even the grinding process heats up the kernels, heats up the flowers. We're back to the same problem. If it's heated, it's machmas more quickly. So you can't grind and then immediately use that flour. So you have to do it at least a day or two beforehand, at least 24 hours beforehand, before you use the flour. You talk about Pesach. Yeshem Shah also lolish matzah bayayim. Fisha kemach b'shas tchina roseach u'mechamim ha'mayim u'isa nerecha lahachmitz. Because of the friction, it gets very hot, and that makes the water warmer, and therefore it's machmitz more quickly. Yemei yomayim, b'kaponim lay in the slide a little bit l'pachas. At least it should sit overnight. Fila b'nitchan al yadei behemus, gam ken tzerach lahamtin, v'zeh gam ken ha'kemach cham, even sifting it doesn't cool it off. We don't rely on that. The issue with I'm not sure. It sounds like the power was a more powerful grinding, which was done by water or by wind, than it was done by animals. Mm-hmm. Animals would turn it around. So even so, we're still worried about the heating. Matter of fact, we're worried about the heating even if it's done by hands. We're machmir on it. They have a little. They have a little small electric grinders that they use for the pace of the kernels. They grind with this small electric thing. Then they let it sit. Shasaladush b'mavr v'losh in lesser b'diavad. However, b'diavad is not also rashi shmeru v'heitei b'bechimitz. You have to make sure you watch it doesn't rise. Tanashi yasik b'bezizos yasim b'bishar isus. You have to be even more careful to constantly work the dough to make sure that it doesn't have a chance to rise. Okay, let's hold it here.